Winnie and Wilbur Meet Santa. Written by Valerie Thomas and illustrated by Corky Paul. Remember to turn the page when you hear this sound. Winnie the Witch and her big black cat Wilbur were getting ready for Christmas. They loved Christmas. There was a lot to do. Christmas cakes and biscuits to make. Christmas cards to write. Christmas lights to string up. And an enormous Christmas tree to decorate. Luckily, Winnie had her special Christmas spell. She waved her magic wand, shouted,
"Abracadabra!"
And everything was ready. Then Winnie and Wilbur wrote their letters to Santa. Wilbur wanted lots of things. A wind-up mouse, tins of sardines, a cuddly blanket, a...
"Don't be greedy, Wilbur,"
Winnie said. All she wanted was a lovely surprise. She didn't mind what it was, as long as it was a lovely surprise. They posted their letters to the North Pole. On Christmas Eve, Winnie and Wilbur felt very excited. It was hard to go to sleep. They were listening for reindeer on the roof. But at last, their eyes shut and they were asleep.
Crash!
Bang!
Help! Help!
Winnie and Wilbur woke up. What was all that noise? They ran down the stairs, and there in the fireplace was a big pair of black boots and two red legs.
"Help me, I'm stuck,"
shouted a voice from the chimney.
"It must be Santa,"
said Winnie. She grabbed her magic wand, waved it, and shouted,
"Abracadabra!"
There was a loud pop, and Santa came out of the chimney. Santa was very pleased to see Winnie and Wilbur.
"I thought you'd never wake up," he said. "I've been stuck in that chimney for such a long time. But there are still lots and lots of presents to deliver. Will you help me?"
"Of course we will,"
said Winnie.
"Come on, Wilbur."
They rushed upstairs to get ready, and Santa popped their presents into the fireplace. Then they climbed into Santa's sleigh, and the reindeer flew high into the sky. It was warm and snug in the sleigh, and the world beneath them looked so beautiful. They flew over mountains and deserts, rivers and icebergs. And everywhere there were sleeping children dreaming of their presents. Santa was very good at delivering presents. But Winnie and Wilbur had problems. Wilbur was chased by two playful puppies, slipped into a Christmas stocking, and was trapped in a cat flap. Winnie wriggled into an igloo and then couldn't wriggle out. She slid down a roof, crashed into a cake, and got tangled in Christmas lights. The reindeer parked the sleigh on top of a mountain. There were still lots and lots and lots of presents to deliver.
"Oh, dear, oh, dear,"
said Santa.
"We'll never deliver all these presents before the children wake up. They will be so disappointed."
Big wet tears ran down Santa's rosy cheeks.
"We'll have to do something, Wilbur,"
Winnie said.
"But what?"
Then she had a wonderful idea. She would need very strong magic. Winnie shut her eyes, stood on tiptoe, waved her wand 10 times, shouted,
"Abracadabra!"
And all the presents on Santa's sleigh zoomed into the air. They flew like arrows around the world, and all of the children had their presents.
"Oh, thank you, Winnie and Wilbur,"
Santa said.
"Now all the children will be happy."
And he flew them home to open their presents. Wilbur had lots of presents. A wind-up mouse, tins of sardines, a cuddly blanket, There was just one present for Winnie, an enormous present. What could it be?
"Oh,"
said Winnie.
"Let's open it, Wilbur."
They tore off the paper. Said Winnie.
"Isn't it wonderful, Wilbur? Let's try it out right now."
So they did. And it was amazingly, stupendously, fabulously, gloriously, magnificently wonderful.